there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody. And welcome to Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us, Tim Alcorn. And Jim Jones still taking some time away, dealing with a minor illness. Hope to have Jim back after the first of the year. He passes along his best regards to everybody, as I had a chance to have a long conversation with Jim last night. Well, tonight on Cavs HQ, boy, we've got a busy show. Of course, the Cavs coming off that thrilling win over Houston last night in overtime right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, 135-130. We'll hear from the stars of the game last night. Sam Merrill, yes, a career-high 19 for Sam. And, of course, Donovan Mitchell poured in 37 points. So we'll hear from Sam and Donovan Mitchell. We'll also check in with Tom Withers from the Associated Press, who does a marvelous job in covering the Cleveland sports scene, the Cavs, and also the Browns and the Guardians. Tom Withers always with great insights. And then towards the end of the show, we'll hear from Todd Graffinini. Now, Todd is the radio play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. They're in town on Thursday night, so we thought we'd get a peek at what New Orleans will bring to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Thursday. So stay with us. Busy show ahead. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to bring it to you all along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Mitchell gave it off to Merrill. Three is up.
Bam!
Good. Oh, my goodness. Sam Merrill, his third three of the night. Burton into the lane, right corner Merrill. He'll shoot the three and hit it. Oh, my, I love watching Sam Merrill shoot long balls. Van Vliet up the right side, stops, three, no. Rebound, Max Strus. Strus on the handoff to Mitchell, right side Merrill. Quick three, Sam, good! Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Tim Alcorn with you. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Cavs off tonight. But boy, coming off a big win last night, a thriller in overtime. They knocked off the Houston Rockets 135-130, and that little highlight montage right there was one Sam Merrill. He was terrific. He had a career-high 19 points in the ballgame, including a huge three in OT that sent the Cavs to the win. And after the game last night, Sam talked about his performance.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting to get some more minutes and continue to try and knock down shots. Consistency is a big thing for me. I try and put in the same type of work every single day. And most shooters try and have good habits, which is what I try and do. So tonight was a good step forward.
For you to have confidence from your team and teammates that you know that every time you get the ball, it's open for you to go and shoot that.
Oh, it's huge, and I'm super grateful for them. You know, Donovan being willing to throw me that pass and in overtime with however much time was left, I'm not sure, but in transition shows a lot of trust, and you know, glad I was able to knock that one down for him.
Chris.
Hey, Sam. Where does your confidence come from in late game situations like that to be able to pull the trigger?
Just work and experience. You know, haven't been in that moment a lot in the NBA, obviously, but in college, I, you know, had to hit a lot of big shots, and so. But at the same time, like, just a shot for me, I didn't really think of that one as anything different than one in the, you know, first or second quarter. So that's kind of how I try to approach things.
What has your approach been, and how challenging is it to not know on a nightly basis if you're going to play, when you're going to play, how many shots you're going to get, where they're going to come from, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. But I feel like, you know, to start this season, I was in a place where no matter what the minutes were, I felt good about where I was at as a player. Had a really good camp and felt confident going into any time I stepped on the floor. So with the minutes I've had, feel like I've been able to take advantage of them. And that's all you can do. You can't control everything. You can't control the minutes and what happens and whatnot. You just got to try and play well when you do.
Has there been someone or something that you've leaned on, like, during this stretch while you haven't been getting that?
Yeah, I mean, quite a few guys. Max has been great for me. He went through a pretty similar situation where he was on a similar contract, you know, had a really good summer league. And so he's been great for me. The connection with our agent, obviously. George has been great for me. But then everyone, like I talk about, like having the trust of the guys to know that, you know, they have confidence in me is a huge thing for our team. And I'm certainly grateful for it.
So that was Sam Merrill talking about the win and his performance last night. And another guy that had a huge game for the Cavs last night, Donovan Mitchell, 37 points. But Donovan recognized the great night that Sam Merrill had.
I wish y'all were in practice. Sometimes it's hard for the red team to get a stop because he's on the floor. Like, this is what he does. This is who he is. I've known Sam since he was in Utah State. I was in Utah, so we've played pickup with him. When I was playing in Utah and playing against him, me and George. So I've known him for a little bit, and this is what he does. You know what I mean? He puts in a tremendous amount of work. I don't know if he'll like me saying this, but he's like cursing himself out because he's missing one and two in a row. Like, he's that detailed and that focused on, you know, his craft. And, you know, to see him have a night like this, especially when we needed it too, like, it's great, you know. And he's that guy, and he's going to continue to be that guy for us. But the biggest thing is just, you know, hard work. Like, hard work meets opportunity, man. Like, it's just a beautiful thing to see, you know, for a guy like him. And he's going to keep doing this. This is who he is.
The last few games, you guys are averaging 30 assists, 11 turnovers. What does that say about you guys taking over?
The biggest thing, like you said, it's going to be by committee, and it's going to be just myself. You know, last game, obviously, I had 13, but tonight I have 6. Isaac has 6. Ferd has 5. You know, Craig has 3. Sam has 3. So it's just like, it's going to be as a group. No one person can do what Darius Garland does. That's why he's special. That's why he is. So we all have to find ways, you know, to do it as a group. And I think that just creates a lot of unpredictability within the team. You know, I think that's something that, you know, I said this the other day, like, when you have your stars out, you know, you don't really know, you know, where the ball may be going, you know, and that's the case around the entire league. So just continue doing a great job as a group, you know, to make up for the guys that are out right now, and that's the biggest thing.
You played the entire second half and most of overtime. Why was today's game so important for you to do that?
I just think it's time for us to start winning, to be honest. And I think for me, kind of putting myself out there, you know, being the leader for the guys, and they trust me with that, you know, and I think coach trusts me with that, everybody trusts me with that. And so for me, I told JB at halftime, like, you know, I'm good to go the full, you know, the full second half and then overtime.
That was Donovan Mitchell talking about Sam Merrill and the great win last night for the Cavaliers. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from the guy that covers Cleveland in every aspect. Cavs, Browns, Guardians. Tom Withers from the Associated Press joins us next on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next.
The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Merrill back to the right corner to Okoro. Okoro, lob there, and pow! Mitchell out front, Strew smacks three, bullseye! Oh, what a huge shot from Max Strews. Merrill into the lane, put it up and good with the left hand. The youngster with a huge shot. Mitchell Eurosteps, tries to pass, lost it, got it back, and somehow makes it in. And that's what Donovan Mitchell does. He makes magical plays. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, all along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Those highlights from last night's Cavs exciting win over the Houston Rockets in overtime, 135-130 at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Great big thank you to the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, technical director Marty Allen, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, for putting together that little highlight montage. There were a lot of highlights last night for the Cavaliers, and a guy who follows the Cavs and the Guardians and the Browns and anything else Cleveland sports related stops by to pay us a visit on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, the incredible Tom Withers with the Associated Press. Tom, always fun to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping by.
Tim, anytime. Merry Christmas. Good to talk to you.
Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. So we'll start off with the Cavaliers, although I'm sure before we're done, we'll touch on the Browns and the Guardians. But that win last night, their second in a row following the real sobering news on Friday that both DG and Evan Mobley were going to be lost for an extended period of time. So including those two games and now moving forward, how do you see this team transitioning and working through that challenge?
Yeah, Tim, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to talk about how your Buffalo Bills are going to run the table.
There but, you go.
I guess we can talk about the Cavs for a minute. Yeah, you know, hey, you know, two big tests and they passed them both. And you're right. Sobering was the right word to use about the news on Friday. But as you pointed out, as someone who covers the Cleveland Browns, I am quite familiar with the with injured reserve and the injury list and what have you. In fact, a friend of mine the other day said he's never seen Cleveland teams have so many injuries, and the only common denominator is Tom Withers. So I'm trying not to take that personally, but you got to hope everybody heals up. But yeah, listen, you know, much as everyone here has seen with the Browns, when guys go down, you do have to adopt that. And as cliche as it sounds, that next man up mentality. And we've seen the Cavs do that for two games, and you got to hope that they can keep rolling.
Tom, how do you see the team being different, whether it's without DG or without Evan or without both? How do you see them playing differently?
Yeah, well, the good thing about this, Tim, I always try to look for silver linings when adversity strikes like this. And I think, you know, first and foremost, you got to remember that Donovan Mitchell is on this team. And so I think with him many things are possible, much like we had with a certain kid from Akron a few years ago here. You know, he's that kind of player that you can plug into multiple places. Not to say that he's going to play on the front line, but clearly he can, you know, easily slide over into that point guard spot. Listen, this team's got a lot of really good, interesting pieces. And I think the unfortunate part with seeing both Mobley and Garland go down is that, you know, it doesn't allow those guys to develop, as we know they both need to. It doesn't allow them to develop chemistry with Mitchell, which everyone is hoping that they can do as things go forward here and we start to get to bigger decisions and junctures in the road. But I think this team can get by, Tim, and I don't think there's this, you know, this sense of panic within that locker room. These guys are professionals for a reason. And I think, you know, Sam Merrill has been waiting for his opportunity and it's here, and you saw what he did last night. And, you know, I've been really impressed this season with the way Caris LeVert has played. You know, Max Strus has been a breath of fresh air. George Niang gives his team good minutes. I like what I've seen out of Dean Wade lately. You know, Isaac Okoro, for his offensive liabilities at times, is a terrific defensive player. So there's still a lot of good things to say about this team, and I think it's going to be really up to JB Bickerstaff and his staff here going forward is to mix and match, you know, based on matchups on a given night, Tim. So I think, you know, and that's what it's all about in this league, let's be honest. And I think there's a way forward here that this team doesn't, you know, completely fall apart, manages to stay afloat, and waits for those two guys to get back, and then that's when the season really starts.
Again, we're talking with Tom Withers from the Associated Press, outstanding writer for AP, covering the entire Cleveland beat. And Tom, you used the term earlier about opportunities and guys getting their chance. And certainly, as some of the names you rattled off, they seem to have improved their game and really bought into this opportunity, guys like Wade and like Sam Merrill.
Yeah, you know, there's this certain feeling I think the players have that, you know, when you're not playing, it's tough, right? And it's hard to be a pro. But I think, you know, this team has been big about bringing in guys with high character and guys that buy into the team and the culture. And I don't think that's been an issue here in Cleveland for a while now. I think JB has done a terrific job of molding this team to have a certain identity, one that's always going to play hard and play within the, you know, as we always talk about, the spirit of what it means to be from Cleveland. And I think this team is really going to adopt that and kind of, you know, welcome that idea here going forward that, you know, they've all got to pick up the slack. I think it's important too that, you know, that Darius Garland and Evan Mobley are still going to be around these guys. And I think that's, you know, something you can always see, you know, when there's a star player, whoever it is, when he's sitting on the bench and he's cheering on his teammates, that means a lot. That's a healthy culture there. And so, I think going forward, again, we've talked about opportunity. It's presenting itself for a lot of guys. You know, some guys that are looking to not only, you know, make an identity with this team, but thinking about their futures as well. You know, it's all about, you know, you hear it from players all the time. It's putting that good tape together for not only the Cavs to look at, but for other teams around the league. Because, as you know, things change quickly, especially as trading deadlines start to approach and things like that. But, listen, two games down, I think, again, I'll look for another silver lining, Tim. This adversity struck when the Cavs were at home, and so that's a good thing as well. It allows you to play a little bit differently, allows you to get the kind of rest that you need, and hopefully they can keep this thing going in the right direction.
And I think the other silver lining could be, Tom, that, again, sobering news on Friday, but neither injury, as of right now, seems to be a season-ending injury. You're going to get these guys back. You just got to keep your head above water for the next few weeks or a couple of months.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's and unfortunately for Darius especially, you know, he's had these weird kind of injuries here and there. And you know, that looked like your average drive to the hole, didn't it, up in Boston? You know, taking the ball on the left side and running into Porzingis. And these things happen. I mean, that's the craziness of sports, right? You just don't know from one play to the next. And that's why, you know, as cliche as it can sound at time, you know, taking it a play by play and a snap by snap and a shot for shot, that's what you have to do. That's the life of a professional sports athlete. So, and you're right. I mean, these are not catastrophic. This is not Nick Chubb going down for the season, right? This is not Deshaun Watson having shoulder surgery. These are manageable surgeries that they're both going to be back from. And let's be honest, you know, I think, you know, Cavs fans are smart enough and have watched this team for long enough that you know, the season really in some ways doesn't begin until you get to almost that all-star break. You know, it's kind of about finding out who you are and what works best. And obviously this is not an ideal situation, but it's one I think is very manageable, especially for JB and his staff.
Well, great insights from Tom Withers from the Associated Press. We have a lot more to cover with Tom, so don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll move on with Tom Withers from AP. So stay with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Earlier this month, as part of the season of giving delivered by UPS, Cleveland Cavaliers team members, and specifically members of the Salute Team Member Resource Group, visited hospitalized veterans staying at Cleveland's VA Medical Center and delivered festive packages that included handwritten cards and holiday cookies. From all of us here at the Cavaliers organization, we wish you the happiest of holidays. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is Cavs HQ on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse, presented by Betway. Now back to the second half of the show with Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Tim Alcorn with you. Again, Jim Jones, dealing with a minor health issue, has stepped away for a few weeks, but to expect to have Jim back after the first of the year. So great to have you with us on this Tuesday night, and great to have joining us on Cavs HQ, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Some great insights from Tom in the first segment of our conversation. And Tom, a couple of more Cavs questions before I get into some Browns and Guardians, because I want to cover that with you as well. But as we talked about in that first segment, just kind of moving forward, but what will be the biggest challenge or challenges for the Cavs moving forward without DG and without Evan?
Yeah, great question. Hey, first of all, quick shout out to Jim Jones. I'm not sure if he's listening or not, but love the big man and hope he's doing well. Listen, you never know what's going to pop up, Tim, right? That's kind of both the beauty and the curse of professional sports as well. You don't know what's around the next corner. So I think the challenge is just to kind of keep it together. And I'll go back to the culture, and I'll go back to, you know, what I've seen is a good, you know, good chemistry amongst these guys. So I think it's just about, you know, not falling into that, you know, dropping two or three in a row and letting it snowball. I think it's about, you know, playing with the energy that they need from the outset. I think what's puzzled me at times about this team, especially early on this year, was, just kind of like almost a little bit of a lackadaisical attitude early in games, kind of letting the game, take shape and then kind of, which is not necessarily a bad thing all the time, but I think this team really needs to seize the moment. And I will say this about Donovan Mitchell, especially these last two games when this adversity struck, I thought it was a real kind of meaningful moment that he ends up getting his career high in assists in the first game without those guys.
Like, yes,
it was clearly a sign to everyone else that, hey, I have to be different because Darius is out and I'm going to be different. And so everybody else, now you do your part. So I think, in terms of there's going to be traps along the way, Tim. There's going to be a section here where they're going to drop three or four in a row. But I think the important thing, which they got to stay away from, is just kind of letting that momentum build in a negative way. Again, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy here over the next couple, month and a half or whatever until those guys get back. But I think it's just a matter of going out and playing with that energy. And I think these kind of moments can be galvanizing to teams. I've seen it. And look, all the Cavs have to do is look over what's going on in Berea. For that team to be doing what it's doing is a real model and one to follow.
And I'm going to get one more Cavs in before we transition to Berea.
For sure.
Because you talk about Donovan and his leadership and that toughness. Yeah. And I want to add one more name to that, and that would be Max Strus. Coming here from Miami, where winning is what it's all about. They talk about that heat culture. I think he's going to have a big part to play in this transition moving forward without Evan and without DG.
I totally agree with you, Tim. He has been a real breath of fresh air in my mind. And I tell you what, Jordan Yang has been as well. I mean, he brings kind of a toughness and an attitude out there. I thought it was interesting early on, especially at Media Day to begin the year, when both Kobe Altman and JB talked about how this team needed to get louder in practice. And with Max and George, that's what happens. The energy goes up when those guys are in the room, and that's huge. And listen, Max has been very kind of candid and pointed at times about the way the Cavs have played early on, talking about how kind of, mediocre they were. And he was, he's not afraid to call out teammates because, to your point, Tim, he's from a culture where you walk in the door down there and there's championship trophies all over the place.
Yes.
And Pat Riley's got an eye on you. And it's just that culture in Miami. And, the Cavs have been open about that over the last few years. That's one of the models that they have followed here, during the early stages of this rebuild after LeBron left. So that kid has been a great addition. And, he does a lot of things really well on the floor. I think, he's one of those guys that I watched from afar, Tim, and was always intrigued and really didn't appreciate his game. But now that he's here, boy, he does it at both ends. And, a terrific guy for JB to put out there on a nightly basis.
Boy, no doubt. A shrewd acquisition from President Kobe Altman. All right, Tom, let's shift gears a little bit because, as I've mentioned, not only do you cover the Cavs, but the Browns and the Guardians. So we'll start with the team that's still in action and still in the hunt, unbelievably, the Browns. Just your perspective of how this year has unfolded and how they are still in the thick of this AFC playoff hunt.
I did not have Joe Flacco leading them to the playoffs on the bingo card. I mean, it's just when you think about that alone, that Joe Flacco is now the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It's just I've been out there at practice a couple of times, Tim, and I got to kind of shake my head like, is this really real? So, it's a real credit. And, we've kind of covered this with the Cavs here and the adversity, but it's a real credit to these guys for being able to kind of, not only hang in there, but succeed and thrive without some of their best players. I mean, the fact that they were out there last week with, missing four of their five starting offensive linemen is just remarkable with it. And a quarterback who, left his couch in New Jersey 3 weeks ago to be able to play. And that's no knock on Joe Flacco, who's a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback to begin with. So, much like we've talked about with the Cavs, they've kind of circled the wagons over there with the Browns, and guys have stepped up. And, that last week alone, they put five guys on IR not all of them on IR, but they lost five guys to season-ending injuries. So you want to talk about adversity, it's right there. But, it's been a lot of fun, Tim. Anybody that's followed the Browns over the years, they've taken their lumps. And as I wrote about yesterday, this team is giving only in Cleveland new meaning. You know, it's usually there's so much negative associated with that. And what a breath of fresh air that's been. And, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. There doesn't seem to be any doubt about that. You know, those years have been few and far between over the last 25 that I've been here in Cleveland.
And whether it's fair or unfair, Kevin Stefanski has taken some heat, but the way he has guided this team and led this team through this incredible challenge has been extraordinary.
Yeah, I've been, I'll have to admit, I've been a little bit of an apologist and defending Coach Stefanski here for a while. Sure, have there been times where you've wondered about some of the play calls? Was dialing up the trick play in Denver at that time maybe a head scratcher? Maybe so, but I think he's done a really good job. And you know, Tim, it's always a good sign when you're talking to players during the week and they are parroting everything that they're hearing from the head coach. That tells you that he's got their attention. And when they have success, when he's talking about, listen, next man up, or we got to go 1-0 this week. And then when it happens, and when you have a team that believes, that's when special seasons happen.
Well, good stuff. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. I got to get a Guardians question or two in. Since you were last on the show, Stephen Vogt has been named the manager of the Cleveland Guardians. Boy, the Guardians go from one extreme to the other. The grizzled veteran in Tito to this guy that literally just played a couple of years ago. And Stephen Vogt, your reaction to this hiring?
Yeah, so a colleague of mine on the West Coast has covered Stephen for years as a player and has talked about what a great person he is. And I tell you what, I see in Stephen Vogt, I see kind of a young Terry Francona, I'll be honest with you, just in terms of personality. He's one of those people that, Tim, it's when you first meet him, you feel like you've known him for 10 years. And I think that really says something about his character. He's just got a warm persona. He's been through it all. I mean, when you think about a guy who's been, you know, he's been cut. He's been a two-time All-Star. He's been the last guy on the bench and at times the star player. So he's experienced it all. And I think that speaks a lot to what he's going to be able to convey to his players and that connection he's going to be able to make with his players. I thought it was interesting that, you know, even hours after he was offered the job by the Guardians, he was meeting with some of the players and calling them. And so, and from what I understand, this guy is just as hard a worker as you're going to find. So he's not going to leave any stone unturned. And I think it was a surprising hiring in that he doesn't have that pedigree. But I think the Guardians were just absolutely blown away by everything he said, and his track record speaks for itself. So yeah, I think it's exciting. I think it's a good hire. It's fresh. I think we all are going to miss Tito. You know, those of us in the media, fans, players, everyone. He was, you know, one of a kind and a surefire Hall of Fame manager. But I'm interested to see what Stephen Vogt does. And I like the blue seats. I'll have to put that on record as
there
well.
There you go. All right, got about a minute left, so I'm going to ask you a real quick answer.
Sure.
Shane Bieber, will he be in Goodyear, Arizona as a Guardian?
I think he will. I say that now, and something could happen in the next 10 minutes. But I think what's interesting, Tim, is that he's coming off of, you know, a couple of injury shortened seasons, right? And so I think Shane needs to get back to, you know, pitching on a regular basis. I think that there's still some interest in seeing if whether or not he can be the leader of this pitching staff. And so that's not to say, though, that if they, you know, listen, he's been shopped around. That's no secret at all. So if the right thing comes up, that could be the Christmas surprise that I'm not quite ready for it at this moment. But I can see him going to camp as well. So again, it's pro sports.
There you
Nothing
go.
Nothing will surprise me, yeah.
Well, that's why Tom Withers is the absolute best in covering Cleveland. Cavs, Guardians, Browns. He's got his finger on the pulse of all of those franchises. Tom, can't thank you enough. Always a pleasure to have you on Cavs HQ.
Tim, always a pleasure. You're a good man. Merry Christmas to you and everyone out there.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Withers from the Associated Press. As I said, he knows everything going on in Cleveland sports-wise. Quick timeout. When we come back, New Orleans is in town on Thursday night. We'll talk to their play-by-play man, Todd Graffanini. He joins us after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Now McCollum right wing, guarded by Koulibaly, sizing him up, through the legs, crosses over, kick it to Trey, fake a three, step back, left wing three, oh my heavens, yes!
Williamson splits defenders, drives in,
and he slams it in! Ask and ye shall receive! That's what I'm talking about!
Ingram left free throw line extended, front court, pulls up from 15,
got it! Mid-range BI, oh my!
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway. All along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers audioverse, those outstanding calls from the radio voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini. And New Orleans will be here on Thursday night. The Cavs off tonight. And then a back-to-back Utah tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And then the Pelicans on Thursday night. Now, New Orleans does play tonight against Memphis, but we thought we'd get a quick preview of this Pelicans team that'll be in Cleveland on Thursday night and have Todd join us here on Cavs HQ. Todd, a pleasure to have you on the show. I think this is your first appearance.
It is, Tim, and thanks for having me. Looking forward to seeing you up there on Thursday.
Well, tonight you've got Memphis, but taking that into account, right now New Orleans riding a four-game winning streak, five of the last six overall record going into the game against the Grizzlies tonight, 16-11. But your thoughts on this team and certainly how they're playing as of late, having won four straight and five out of six.
Yeah, Tim, solid right now. And you really have to go back to what happened in Las Vegas. You know, the Pelicans were able to make that Final Four
right.
of the in-season tournament.
Right.
And, you know, it was just – it was such a letdown and a disappointment the way that the Pels played against the Lakers. And obviously – they got a lot of national criticism after, specifically one player who I'm sure we're going to talk about in a little bit. But, you know, people forgot because we played so poorly against the Lakers how we got there in the first place. And that was going to Sacramento and beating the Kings by double digits. So, you know, even prior to Vegas, the Pels were playing well. But the key is how they responded after what happened in Las Vegas, and the response has been outstanding. 4-0, you know, moved up to seventh now in the Western Conference and just swept the three-game road trip. Now, the team's record-wise wouldn't what you would call, you know, exemplary, but you still got to go there and win on the road, and it's difficult to win in this league on the road. All you have to do is look at the NBA standings every day and see what road records are, but just really taking care of business in Washington, had to hold off Charlotte, and then, I mean, absolutely rain threes on Sunday in San Antonio, set a franchise record, 22 threes, and as a matter of fact, two of the top five scoring outputs in the history of the franchise happened on that road trip, 142 in Washington and then 144 against San Antonio. So the response after Vegas has been the most impressive thing, Tim.
And sometimes adversity can bring out the best in people. It kind of forces them to put that foot forward, and it sounds as though that's what's happened with New Orleans.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And look, they were challenged, and they were embarrassed. I mean, it was really, really a tough game to watch. And the Lakers just took it to us. I mean, there was no other way to put it. And then after you get home, you got to sit for a couple of days and just kind of wait it out. And then you got all the criticism, and it's like, how are the Pelicans going to respond? Because look, it's a talented team. And that just was not indicative of the way that they had played, especially in the last, you know, couple of weeks prior to going out to Vegas. But yeah, no, there was definitely adversity. You know, head coach Willie Green talked about it. Like, how is this team going to respond? Because look, we watched the film; it was embarrassing. Any adjective you want to say in the negative. So it was just one of those deals. But yeah, the response has been outstanding, and you've got a lot of guys now that really took it to heart. It's good to see, you know, because you think that they're shut off from everything, but no, they hear all the noise, they read all the tweets. And they were able to really come back better as a team because of it.
Again, we're talking with Todd Graffinini. He's the radio play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans in town on Thursday night as the Cavs have the back-to-back with the Jazz and the Pelicans Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And Todd, before we got rolling, we heard that little montage, and there were a lot of different players in those highlights that our terrific production team put together. But the real focal point of this team is Zion. And just talk a little bit about Zion Williamson, the year he's having, and really the microscope that he's under in New Orleans.
Well, he's really been under the microscope since he was drafted first 5 years ago, Tim. I mean, there's no other way around it. It was really interesting, too, because Sunday, you know, we're in San Antonio, and you had a one-on-one matchup with Zion Williamson and Victor Wembanyama,
yep.
And of course, that got a lot of run. And I don't know if you've seen San Antonio yet, but he is everything is advertised, talking about Wemby. But again, that's another story for another day. Look, he's a great kid. He really has been. He came into the league the same time I came into the league, so I've seen him from the very, very beginning, and he's always been the same. He's a very happy kid. He's you know, always joking around with his teammates. He's very generous. It's just been unfortunate for him because he has not been on the court. You know, he missed a full year 2 years ago. And then, of course, last year, Tim, he was playing at an MVP level, basically carried this team last November and December, and he gets hurt on January 2nd, and the season basically torpedoed after that. Well, of course, also because Brandon Ingram was not available at that time. And when you're missing your two top players, it's just very, very difficult to overcome. This year, you know, not the type of start that he would have wanted, but I think he was knocking off. Well, not I think. I know he was just knocking off a lot of rust. He hadn't played live basketball since the beginning of the new year. So took him a little while to get going. Once he got it going, we've seen a lot of glimpses of the old Z. But you're also seeing games where, say, example, in San Antonio, he scored 15 points and had 8 rebounds. Okay, well, that's not great numbers, but that's the difference between the team this year and the team last year, Tim. He is not counted upon every night to put up 25 or 30. You know, in years past, if Brandon Ingram or Zion Williamson didn't score 20 to 25 points minimum, the Pels had no chance to win. That's not the case anymore. There's a lot of weapons, and this is really the team that David Griffin, and of course, everybody in Cleveland knows who David Griffin is.
We know David, yep.
This is the team that he envisioned when all of this started, when Brandon Ingram came to the Pelicans in that Anthony Davis trade 5 years ago. Surround Zion and Brandon Ingram with serviceable, not even serviceable pieces, but just, you know, guys that can play. And when they're all available, and it's been rare that they've been all available, but that's really the key this year, for the most part, they've been available, and now you're seeing the results, especially with our bench. Trey Murphy, Najee Marshall, Jose Alvarado, they've been outstanding. Murphy missed the first 19 games. He had meniscus surgery in the offseason, came back on December 1st. He's had double figures every game since he's come back. He's a three-point shooting threat, and this has just been a lot of fun to watch in the last couple of weeks with all the pieces available.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your team on Thursday night. On that note, we'll let you go. Have a great call tonight as the Pelicans take on the Grizzlies, and then we'll see you on Thursday, Todd. We really appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tim. Looking forward to it.
All righty, that's Todd Graffinini, the radio voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll wrap up this week's show after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. It's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Boy, that was a busy show, but all sorts of people to thank. Of course, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Great insights on not just the Cavs, but the Browns and the Guardians. Appreciate Tom stopping by. You just heard from Todd Graffinini, the radio voice of the Pelicans. Kurt Marty, thanks to you. And the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back with you again tomorrow night. Cavs and Jazz from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thanks for listening. And so long, everybody.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.